WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
World music critic Milo Miles has no use for nostalgia in popular music. He says old songs have to sound alive in the present. And he reports happily that new collections of vintage Roombas from Zaire carry their years with grace and joy.
Tesoro, vieni, vieni da me.
A few years ago, I defined world music as any non-English popular music clearly affected by international mass media, as well as rhythm and blues and rock and roll. I may have to expand that to include any popular urban music invented after World War II. One of the chief prompters for this change is the marvelous original rumba bands from Zaire. They do not play no rock and roll, but there is nothing folkloric about them either. The French label African has one of the most balanced and extensive surveys of early rumbas in its Mervier du Passé series. Two particularly fine sets are dedicated to Joseph Cabasele, known as Grand Calé. As the canny leader of the band African Jazz, he switched from polkas to rumbas in 1953 and invented a new indigenous style of swing. The glory years for Calais' African jazz band lasted until the early 60s. In that period, the lineup featured celebrated performers like saxophonist Manu Dibango, singer Taboulé Rochereau, and influential guitarist Dr. Nico, whose hard, peeling notes offer an irresistible call to dance. Another recommended sequence of Congo Zaire CDs highlights bands that might be called the sons of Grand Calais. Late 60s groups like Orchestra Veve that pulled the Latin beat into more sinuous, hypnotic grooves. This was wild stuff for its day in Zaire, yet strangely enough, the brashness and daring of trend-setting pop fades more with time than the sweetness and precision of top-flight performances. The finest old music sounds charming not because it is antique, but because true ardor is ageless.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge.